Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews preparedness of states and union territories amid evolving West Asia conflict, asserts ensuring trade stability and energy security, safeguarding citizens' interests and strengthening supply chains remain government's top priorities. Home Minister Amit Shah says India only country with no increase in petrol and diesel prices despite geopolitical crisis. Tensions remain high in West Asia as Israel strikes Iran's vital steel, power and nuclear sites. Tehran says attacks contradict US extended deadline of diplomacy. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. 7 persons killed as avalanche hit several vehicles near Zojila Pass in Ladakh. And 19th edition of IPL cricket to get underway in Bengaluru this evening. Royal Challengers Bengaluru to face Sunrisers Hyderabad in opening game. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that maintaining economic and trade stability, ensuring energy security, protecting the interests of citizens, and strengthening industry and supply chains remained government's top priorities amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi stated this while chairing a high-level meeting virtually with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories last evening to review the country's preparedness in light of the ongoing West Asia conflict and its potential impact on India. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the need for vigilance, advanced planning and seamless coordination between the centre and states. He called for a coordinated Team India approach to effectively manage any potential impact on the country. Highlighting the crucial role of states, the Prime Minister stressed the need for seamless communication with the centre and swift implementation at the ground level. Mr. Modi also urged the states to ensure the smooth functioning of supply chains and to take strict measures against hoarding and profiteering. Mr. Modi also stressed the importance of advanced planning in the agriculture sector, especially ensuring adequate fertilizer availability ahead of the Kharif season. He cautioned against misinformation and advised states to disseminate accurate information to prevent panic while remaining vigilant against online fraud. Chief ministers across states appreciated the steps taken by the central government to tackle the situation. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that despite global disruptions arising from tensions in West Asia, daily life in India has remained unaffected and the country has managed the crisis effectively. Speaking at a private media summit in New Delhi last evening, the Home Minister said the government sustained efforts to strengthen and preserve petroleum reserves over the past decade have ensured stability in supply. Mr. Shah highlighted that while several countries have witnessed sharp increases in fuel prices, India has maintained stable supply with almost zero impact on petrol and diesel prices.
In Europe, the price of petroleum product has increased by 20 to 30%. In Australia, it has increased by 18%. In America, it has increased by 17 to 34%. India is probably the only country where there has been no major increase. The Modi government also reduced the burden on citizens by cutting excise duty. There is no other country in the world that has taken the entire burden of the crisis upon itself.
Tensions continue to remain high in West Asia as Israel intensified strikes on Iran's key steel, power and nuclear facilities last night, further escalating the ongoing conflict. Tehran has condemned the attacks, saying they undermine diplomatic efforts and contradict the extended deadline for negotiations. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, in a social media post, warned that Tehran will impose a heavy price on Israel following strikes on key infrastructure, including two of Iran's largest steel plants and sensitive nuclear facilities. Mr. Araghchi said Israel had targeted major industrial assets such as steel factories, a power plant, and civilian nuclear sites adding that the strikes were allegedly carried out in coordination with the United States. The airstrikes came less than a day after U.S. President Donald Trump extended a pause on U.S. attacks on Iran's energy sites for 10 days. On the other hand, according to several media reports, an Iranian missile attack yesterday left at least 10 American service members wounded and damaged several U.S. refueling aircraft at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Two of the troops were seriously wounded. Satellite imagery that appeared to show the damage to the aircraft was posted online. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status, I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even art students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh today. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will undertake a walkthrough of the terminal building of the airport. Later, the Prime Minister will also address the gathering. More from our correspondent.
Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Phase 1 of Noida International Airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees under a public-private partnership model. The airport will initially have a passenger handling capacity of 12 million passengers per annum with scalability up to 70 million passengers per annum open full development. It features a 3,900-meter runway capable of handling wide-body aircraft along with modern navigation systems including instrument landing system and advanced airfield lighting to support efficient all-weather round-the-clock operations. As a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emissions facility integrating energy-efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Jewar, Gautam Buddha Nagar.
The Election Commission has intensified monitoring of the police administration in West Bengal following recent incidents of violence and unrest in several parts of the state. Strict directives have been issued to officers at all levels ahead of the assembly polls in the state next month. As per instructions from the Office of Chief Electoral Officer, all non-bailable arrest warrants must be executed and special efforts made to apprehend absconding accused. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has said the objective of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls is to remove the names of infiltrators who have been included in the voters' lists on the basis of fake documents. Speaking at a private media summit in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Shah said the exercise aims to ensure the integrity and accuracy of voters' lists. He said the SIR process has been carried out in several states, including Tamil Nadu and Kerala, without major concerns being raised.
SIR is being conducted in three opposition ruled states, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and West Bengal. There have been no complaints from Tamil Nadu and Kerala. If the election commission were under influence, then why are there no complaints from these two states? Since the complaint is coming only from one state, the fault lies there. They know they are going to lose, so they are trying to find reasons to justify.
In West Bengal, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has published the second list of names pending under the adjudication process as part of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls. Voters can check if their names appear using their EPIC number on the website of the state chief electoral officer or through the ECI Net app. Seven persons lost their lives and several others were injured after an avalanche struck vehicles on Zojila Pass along the National Highway connecting the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The incident occurred when large volumes of snow came crashing down while vehicles were passing through the high-altitude stretch, engulfing several of them. A multi-agency rescue operation was immediately launched after the incident, and efforts were on to clear the snow. In a social media post, Union Minister Jitendra Singh confirmed the death of 7 people in the incident. Extending condolences on the incident, Mr. Singh said all required assistance is being provided to the injured. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was arrested this morning over his alleged involvement in last year's deadly Gen Z protests. His arrest comes a day after Balendra Shah took oath as the country's youngest prime minister. According to the chief of the district police range in Bhaktapur, Superintendent of Police SP Surya Bahadur Kharka, the former prime minister was arrested from his residence. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhark was also detained along with Mr. Oli. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. A report.
Royal Challengers Bengaluru will begin their title defence at home under new captain Rajat Patidar. Sunrisers Hyderabad will be led by stand-in captain Ishan Kishan, who takes charge after Australian pacer Pat Cummins was ruled out due to injury. It remains to be seen whether Royal Challengers Bengaluru join an elite club comprising 5-time champions Chennai Super Kings and Mumbai Indians as teams with back-to-back IPL titles, or whether Mumbai Indians and Chennai Super Kings go on to win a 6th title, or whether Delhi Capitals and Punjab Kings, who were part of the IPL's original 8 franchises, can finally lift the trophy after falling short for nearly 2 decades. Meanwhile, in a departure from the league's usual high-octane pageantry, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has cancelled the traditional opening ceremony. The decision serves as a mark of respect for the 11 fans who lost their lives in a stampede outside the stadium during celebrations of Royal Challengers Bengaluru's title win in June last year. Officials have also announced that 11 teams at the stadium will remain permanently vacant this season in their memory. Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Quatra, Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. News related to the West Asia conflict continues to dominate dailies. Israel strikes Iran nuclear sites after Trump extends Hormuz date is the top headline in Hindustan Times. Government rejects lockdown rumors as fuel crisis triggers anxiety, headlines the Pioneer. Excise duty on petrol, diesel slashed by 10 rupees, windfall tax slapped on fuel export, reads the top headline in the Tribune. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar held talks on the ongoing war in West Asia and India's energy requirements with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, reports the Statesman on its front page. In its editorial piece titled A Shade of Dark, the Hindu criticizes the rushed passage of the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026 without adequate consultation or debate. It argues that the law adopts a restrictive, heteronormative approach that undermines self-identification and departs from earlier judicial safeguards. The paper calls for more inclusive, consultative, rights-based legislative framework that ensures dignity, clarity, and equality for all. And finally, a new species of butterfly recorded in a forest of Arunachal Pradesh's Leprada district has been named after late Zubin Garg, the cultural icon of Assam, writes the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews preparedness of states and union territories amid evolving West Asia conflict, asserts ensuring trade stability and energy security, safeguarding citizens' interests and strengthening supply chains remain government's top priorities. Home Minister Amit Shah says India only country with no increase in petrol and diesel prices despite geopolitical crisis. Tensions remain high in West Asia as Israel strikes Iran's vital steel, power and nuclear sites. Tehran says attacks contradict U.S. extended deadline of diplomacy. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. 7 persons killed as avalanche hit several vehicles near Zojila Pass in Ladakh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.